Departments USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay there, gang, this is Ken Carpenter passing out Annie Oakley's for another mic full of songs and snappy patter as per your letters to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. It seems that about the time you took off for wherever you happen to be now, the entire radio public had gone quiz program happy, and we beg to report that this condition hasn't improved since you left. So in accordance with our policy of keeping you abreast of the times, we bring you all the quiz programs rolled into one. We've named this impending catastrophe Dr. People Are Double and Take It, Truth or Ignorance, It Pays to Be Information, or Leave It and Let the Quiz Kids Take the Consequences. And now we bring you that genial, jovial, affable, laughable custodian of the questions, that ever-cheerful dispenser of brand-new silver dollars, Dr. Groucho Marx.
Thank you, thank you. I'm happy to be here again this week as your quizmaster. I say I'm happy to be here. I'd much rather be home in my backyard with a tall, cool beer and a short, warm housemaid.
I wrote that myself.
Now let's get on with the show. Better yet, let's get on with the housemaid. And remember, this program... Boys, boys. And remember, this program is presented by the makers of Sludge, the breakfast food that makes you wish it was lunchtime. Unlike other breakfast foods, Sludge doesn't crackle, snap, crunch, or pop. It tinkles. No other cereal can make this statement. Personally, I'm just as happy. Who wants a cereal that makes statements? How'd you like to sit down for a quiet breakfast some morning and have a plate of oatmeal and say, "Hello, Harry, how'd you sleep last night? When are you going to pay the rent?" I like an oatmeal that keeps its lump shut. If it wants to talk, let it talk to other oatmeal. I like an oatmeal that's kind, not one that's gruel.
I've been growing tobacco for nigh on to 30 years. I've seen many a crop of that fine, rich, sun-ripened leaf come and go. And the folks up north know tobacco goodness.
Mm-hmm. If I may make a suggestion, I wish you'd get the LSMFT out of here. But before you go, take five silver dollars.
Thank you, sir.
That's all right. I'm taking 50. The sponsor will never miss it, and I'll never miss you. Let's see now. Who's our next contestant? Ah, here he is. What's your name, sir?
I've been growing tobacco for nigh on to 30 years.
Hey, isn't that stuff up yet? Look, this is a quiz program. Are you a contestant or aren't you?
The whole secret of real tobacco goodness is in the fertilizer.
It is, huh?
You got to know just how to spread it around.
Well, you're the man for the job, and thank you, Sam Nicotine. This is some quiz program. I've been here 20 minutes, and I haven't asked anybody a question yet. Oh, well, I'll take a few more silver dollars. After all, it's only stealing. Ah, here's the next contestant. Good evening, sir.
My name is Richard Lane. I live at 748 and quarter Clinton Avenue, Culver City, California. And the campus is a little white house, green shutters, picket fence, red brick chimney. All you have to do is to turn to the right when you come to the gas near the corner of Melrose. Keep going, hit Clinton. Turn to the left is the fourth house and right if it comes from Beverly. I'm a grocery clerk. Now, what's the first question?
Well, I was a couple of these questions.
A couple of these programs, you quiz masters are all alike. You never stop talking blah, blah, blah. Fella, come up and answer a few questions, pick up on a philosophy. What happens? You ask him, what's his name? What does he do? Is he married, engaged, going with anybody? What his hobbies are? By the time his question comes up, it's either too late to answer. There's no money left. What's the first question?
Well, I was...
There you go, jabbing again. Don't you guys do anything but talk, blah, blah, blah? I suppose you're going to ask me where I'm from. They always do. And usually the guy says Brooklyn. The minute he says Brooklyn, yeah, hooray, hooray, yeah, hooray. You think everyone's born there on purpose. Me, I'm from Toledo. When I say Toledo, does the audience applaud, stamp, scream, whistle, and hit each other over the head with chairs? Nah. They just say Toledo. Brooklyn? Yeah! Hey! Toledo? All right, what's the first question?
When you were a baby, did your mother ever drop you on your tongue?
I can see I'm not going to get anywhere with you, so for $75, Mount Vernon, Marie Antoinette in 1865.
I don't get her. What's that?
That's three questions. Put any questions you like to. Now give me the money. Good night.
And now, once again, we bring you the genial, jovial, laughable, affable dispenser of the brand new silver dollars, but very little dialogue for the last few minutes. Groucho Marx, applause. For those of you who are lucky enough to tune in late, let me remind you that this program comes to you through the carelessness of Sludge, the breakfast food that tinkles. For 6 years now, Sludge has been put to every known scientific test, and the only good thing they've found out about it is that it doesn't leak in a plane. There's nothing like it for a quick breakfast. You just got to know how to spread it around. While we're on the subject, I got a couple of requests to sing myself. Oddly enough, the request was sent in by a couple of strangers named Chico and Hoppo. Zeppo doesn't care what I do, which is all right with me, because I don't care what Zeppo does. And he's the guy that can do it. Sing, Groucho. Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. She has eyes that men adore so, and a torso even more so. Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of tattoos. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus, too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia.
La, 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 la.
When a robe is unfurled, she will show you the world. If you'll step up and tell her where. For a dime, you can see Kankakee or Patty or Washington crossing the Delaware.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. When her muscles start relaxing, up the hill comes Andrew Jackson. Lydia, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of them all. For to bid she will do a mosaic in jazz, with a view of Niagara that nobody has. And on a clear day you can see Alcatraz. You can line a lot from Lydia.
La, 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 la.
Come along and see Buffalo Bill with his lasso. Just a little classic by Mendel Picasso. Here's Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon. Here's Godiva, but with her pajamas on.
La, 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 la. La, la, la.
Oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. When she stands, the world grows littler. When she sits on Hitler. Lydia, oh, Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh, Lydia, the queen of them all. She once swept an admiral clear off his feet. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet. For he went and married Lydia. I said, Lydia.
Said Lydia.
I said, Lydia.
Said Lydia.
At last. Well, man, command performance has deviated from its customary policy this time, inasmuch as we didn't get a chance to acknowledge your request by name in APO or FPO. However, those of you who did have your request answered in the show know who you are, and we'll keep answering your mail as fast as it comes in. That's about all I've got. Good night, folks.
I've been growing tobacco for nigh on to 30 years, and this is the Armed Forces Radio Service.